Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, it was another horrible 15th of April, because exactly 1 year to the day since WWE made a huge round of releases in 2020, in 2021, they said goodbye to Samoa Joe, they said goodbye to the Iconics, they said goodbye to Mojo Rawley, they said goodbye to Tucker, they said goodbye to Kalisto, they said goodbye to Mickie James, they said goodbye to Chelsea Green, they said goodbye to Wesley Blake, and they said goodbye to Bo Dallas. Before we get into all of this too, these crazy people on the internet that seem to revel in this need to go out there and get a clue. I don't care if you're a fan of this wrestler or not. These are real people with real jobs and real livelihoods. There is no entertainment and there is no enjoyment when somebody gets fired, for goodness sake. And sure, we've now learned this is part of the business and some people are going to come into the company and others are going to leave. But that doesn't mean that WWE isn't occasionally shooting itself in the foot or that WWE isn't creating its own problem. Why? Here's why. Now, for starters, doing this exactly 365 days after you did it in 2020 is not good for anyone, because mere days after the highs of WrestleMania, when we were celebrating the return of fans and a bunch of good matches and some terrific title wins, well, your feelings just hit a roadblock because you're like, wow, that's not what I wanted to see. These bored people. I mean, I don't want to get into a situation where I get all hyped for Mania, enjoy the thing, and then when we get post-Raw, be like, oh man, well, I wonder what's going to happen now. Who's going to let go? Who's going to stay? I mean, that's just me saying that. Imagine you're somebody that works there. That is not good for your mental health. On top of that, look at some of the names that we just mentioned. Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Tucker, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, Mojo Rawley. Do you know what the common denominator joining all these forces together is? They were all in relatively successful teams that were broken up for no good reason. For example, the Iconics were apparently split up because WWE wanted to push Peyton Royce to the moon, and I didn't see any evidence of that. Then Billie Kay got herself over by being a wonderful goof, but when the chopping block came, because neither of these guys had a proper direction, which they did before they were broken up, they were let go. I mean, they were the flipping tag team champions at one point, and when I look at the women's tag team division right now, something it absolutely needs is more teams. And sure, they weren't the greatest in-ring workers in the world, but don't come in here and tell me they didn't have an upside or they couldn't have had a positive spin. As stupid as it may sound, wrestling isn't always about wrestling, especially not in WWE. They look outside just having five-star matches. You can tell the exact same story with Kalisto too. The Lucha House Party were broken up and we had some kind of resolution with that when they stared at each other in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. But before that, he had done nothing in months. He just popped up in random backstage segments. And once again, when it was time to formulate this list, his name was on it. I mean, there's a bigger issue here in the sense that we never did anything with the Luchador, but again, why wouldn't you keep them together if your story plan was blank? As for Tucker, well, my word, through no fault of his own, he was told he had to turn heel and cost his brother Otis the Money in the Bank briefcase, and then he never got to explain his actions, apart from going, well, I was always in his shadow, and then the pair were sent to different brands, so we never got a blow-off feud. Otis was then also put in another tag team, which makes it even more bizarre. And in a story-based world, you can't just do things for the sake of doing things, because geek and nerd like me will be like, well, I would like to have some kind of justification, otherwise why even bother paying attention? And if you didn't have any plans to push Tucker as a heel, why do it? What purpose did this serve? Once again, it just leaves him in a vulnerable position that otherwise he wouldn't have to be in to begin with. As for Mojo, he must have been in this around about 100 times, and I truly do hope that somebody else picks him up and finally allows him to run with the ball, because no matter what WWE asked him to do, he always did it pretty damn well. Do you remember when he was staring into broken mirrors and he had blue goop in his face? That sounds and should be the worst thing ever, but somehow he kind of made it work. But also, why did that stop? And why did the hype bro stop? And why did all these things that we did stop? I understand the one with Gronk, as Rob Gronkowski just left, but why did that mean that Mojo got taken off TV? As you can already see, a large part of this video is just going to be me asking questions and never actually expecting an answer. Bo Dallas sort of went through this too with the Social Outcast and a bunch of other groups that he was a part of, but the big mystery here is that he is the real-life brother of Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt was so creative, why didn't we at least try putting them on the screen at the same time and seeing what they could do? I mean, it may not have worked, it may have been the worst thing ever, but why not give it a go? I mean, go back and watch Bo Dallas when he was the NXT champion and doing that whole Bo Leave gimmick. It is truly entertaining, and while we kind of did it on the main roster again, when it wasn't an utter smash hit, it was just killed dead. And as for Wesley Blake, he got boned because of somebody else's mistake. I mean, only a few months ago, he was one of Baron Corbin's Knights of the Lone Wolf, and I really liked that stable. I thought it was going to head in like a Mafia-esque direction, and now he's just gone as well. I mean, what chance did he have? Samoa Joe, of course, is a little bit different because he wasn't cast out of a group, and the only reason he was doing commentary is because he wouldn't get cleared in the ring. But within that sentence is what makes this bonkers. Because no matter what Joe was asked to do over his many years with the company, he not only did it, but he was great in it. So you telling me that nobody backstage couldn't find something for Samoa Joe to do? That is like 2 + 2 = baby goat. You're never gonna make it fit. And sure, some people are saying, well, maybe Samoa Joe wanted to get back in the ring, but WWE like, no, you're not allowed to get back in the ring. But they wouldn't release him because of that. They would just make him sit out of his contract or do whatever, but for some reason, they looked at Samoa Joe and went, well, we don't think you're that much of a commodity. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And believe you me, I've said a lot of stupid things, so I know stupid things. And if you are wondering, two budget cuts were the reason given to all of these guys, even though WWE is about to make record profits, and they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to do that as a business. But when you do go through the names, and you see this regular occurrence when it comes to breaking up teams, e.g. the Hurt Business, when there's no need to break up a team, for me personally as a fan, it just makes me scratch my head. And on that note too, and kind of doubling down on what I've already said, WWE needs more tag teams right now, because in all their tag team divisions, we keep going round and around and around and around. So why do this just to end up here, which really hasn't helped anybody? It also doesn't really feel like we gave Chelsea Green a chance at all, because she was very unlucky with injuries, but at least wait till she's 100% and then see what she can do on TV. And I don't understand why WWE didn't see the worth in Mickey James. Like, she is a legend of the women's division. You can put her in any women's division, in any company, and people are going to recognize her and go, oh man, she's a really good worker. So that one, I don't even know what to tell you. And again, yes, just to make it clear, business is business and WWE can do whatever the hell they want. But surely you see where all of this kind of falls apart. The Iconics especially. What did we achieve by saying you're not allowed to be the Iconics anymore? I will stand here and wait. There's a comment section. You tell me. Also, Billie Kay was effortlessly entertaining. You should have just turned her into the new Santina Marella, or, given what we saw at WrestleMania, the brand new Damian Mizdow. I love stuff like that, and kind of when you go through WWE, you could argue it's what's missing from the show. I will wrap this up by saying that I do hope they all land on their feet and find new successes in other companies, but it always cuts and it always cuts deep. So my thoughts and feelings go out to everybody involved.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.